Welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. This is our Up the Villa football phone-in with the Villa faithful. We're going to kick it off then. First up, we'll go with Ivan. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good. Thanks. Yeah, just about over right. The disappointment of Saturday.
Yeah, so, you know, where are you at? What did you make of it? Thoughts on Europe? Thoughts on up-and-coming game against Spurs?
It's tough, isn't it? I think, you know, I was very disappointed on Saturday. Very, very disappointed. And I think it's really interesting hearing a lot of the reactions to the game and the way people have kind of sort of, you know, reminded everyone, oh, well, you know, we had this sort of 10-game run and so on. Yeah, great, like phenomenal. But I think, like, if you look at that game in isolation on Saturday, it was clearly a game that, you know, we needed to win. And we didn't, you know, and that obviously therefore is a disappointing and frustrating thing. It doesn't change the fact that I think you described it earlier in the week as kind of the bigger picture stuff. It doesn't change the fact that the bigger picture still looks good. But I think as an isolated experience on Saturday, it was disappointing that we couldn't go there and get something. And that's a shame, you know, and that is, as a Villa fan, you know, and as any football fan, you're disappointed, aren't you? No matter what the context is of your season, it's like, I said to someone last night, if Arsenal, you know, if we presume Arsenal aren't going to win the league, they're not going to turn around at the end of the season and say, well, but we didn't expect to be up there anyway. So we probably don't mind, you know, I mean, they'll be disappointed. So I think that it's about how we manage our expectations as fans, isn't it? And I think that some of the reaction about that kind of, oh, well, we'd have taken eighth at the start of the season. Yeah, of course. I think that's about how fans manage their own kind of disappointment, isn't it? It's sort of like a defence mechanism almost of being like, well, you know, let's be happy with eighth because, you know, we never would have thought to have been above that. So, yeah, it's, tough, really. But we are where we are.
Yeah, and see, I have a similar thinking to you. I mean, anyone that knows my reaction knows that, like, I'm super passionate. I am, like, I just want them to do well. I just want them to win. I've said it all season. I'm fed up of, like, playing well and, like, losing. And I think if you take into context, like you say, the run and the season that we've had, it has actually been brilliant. It has been a fantastic season.
Amazing.
We have beat teams that we never really beat, such as United. The way in which we are playing and the system, the formation, the manager, the glimmer of, like, Europe, of what, as a whole collective, as a fan base, what we all want. We all want Villa to be in Europe. We all see Villa as a European club. If you give me that little bit of sprinkle that we can kind of get Europe,
of course,
I'm all in on it. I'm going to town on it. And when we lose a game that I hoped and everybody hoped that we would win and we needed to win to get Europe, I'm going to be frustrated. I'm going to be annoyed.
Absolutely. I think
it doesn't matter whether, like you say, whether kind of like, we weren't meant to get there this season. That doesn't matter, does it?
It doesn't stop you being pissed off, does it? You know,
no.
That's the reality. And I think that, you know, in recent weeks, like even in that run, I mean, I remember bumping into you before the Newcastle game and we walked down with my lad and we were saying that it, you know, almost Villa hadn't, although we were on that great run, that was what, seven, eight games at the time, we hadn't played particularly well. But I think the results had overtaken performance a little bit. I think like the Forest game is a great example of that at Villa Park. Like we weren't great, you know. I mean, Traore had to sort of come off the bench and Shelvey put one on the plate for him and even to make it 1-0. You know, Watkins made it look a bit more comfortable at the end. I think when you think about Saturday, I don't think the performance was potentially any better or worse than a lot of those games in that run, if I'm honest. You know, Newcastle being an obvious exception. But I think that they're not, you know, they didn't take the chances when they had them. So I think like I don't think there's some massive falling away from Villa. I think that we were quite pragmatic over that 10-game run. You know, he set them up in a certain way and it just, you know, it's just maybe run out of steam a little bit. Watkins has gone from scoring every game to not scoring. No one's replacing those goals. So I don't think there, is like a massive falling off of form. I just think that where we were winning those games without playing particularly well, you know, in the last two, we haven't played particularly well, but we've got nothing from them. And I think, again, that just shows where the sort of journey we're on, really. And yes, we would expect to see some improvement in terms of who is available, maybe as a, you know, in terms of players next season, etc. But yeah, it's difficult now, isn't it, to sort of really think that it's difficult to think that there's a massive opportunity for Europe. Although it, I guess until there isn't one at all, it's still there, isn't it? And I think that I get it. Like, I mean, you know, it's tough, isn't it? We've got Spurs, Liverpool, Brighton. Yeah, it's unlikely that we're probably going to win all those three games, but I guess we've just got to go, you know, go back home on Saturday. You know, hopefully a bit of a boisterous Villa Park crowd. You know, if we can beat Spurs, which I think is perfectly doable. I don't think they're any, you know, just because they won on Saturday doesn't mean they've suddenly turned a corner. You know, I think if we can win that and then, you know, go away to Anfield. But I think probably from my point of view, it's a bit like saying about how we maybe haven't been playing that well. And it's a bit, I think maybe when we got up to fifth after that Fulham game, it was a slightly false position because of the other games that people had to play. But I think we're still just in that position with Spurs, aren't we? And I think that was probably always going to be the most realistic, you know, that battle for sort of seventh. So I guess until it's not possible, it might be possible.
Cool, Ivan. Thank you for coming on, mate.
All right, thanks. Cheers.
Up the Villa. Mitch, how you doing, mate?
Not too bad. Thanks, Luke. Yourself?
Good stuff. Yeah, I'm all right, mate. So what are your thoughts?
I think Ivan and yourself and that podcast that you done, was it yesterday or the day before? I think that pretty much hit the nail on the head for me. I think it's just frustrating, like we all said. Yeah, like everyone keeps saying, you know, we've come on leaps and bounds. There's no denying that. There's no denying that Unai Emery's a god at the minute sort of thing, and he can't really do any wrong. But I think when you're so passionate, like you say, you look at it and think, but we could go here now. If we win this, we could go here now. And you almost get carried away with it. And I think, like you both touched on, it was the Wolves. No disrespect to the Wolves. You know, I don't think they played that well. Yeah, we had a lot of the ball and that, but at the same point, I don't really think we caused them that many problems. You know, Watkins had that chance. In my eyes, you should have buried that. You know, all right, it's one chance sort of thing, but you've got to bury it as a striker. But we didn't really cause them anything. And I think to get to the stage where we are on an unbelievable run, I don't know whether it's just me, but as players, I'm looking at that thinking, surely you're coming out of the traps flying. You've got to be looking at that as players now thinking, boys, we're eighth here. If we win this, we could be going into Europe. No disrespect to some of these players, but they might not get another opportunity to get into Europe. And they should be taking that, you know, and coming out full guns blazing. And I just don't think they've done it. Whether they've run out of steam, I've heard a few people say online and that, you know, maybe it's playing the same players week in, week out. And Emery can't do anything about that, really. You know, you only have to look at the subs bench. Yeah, the subs bench is strong, but Bailey comes on, doesn't really do anything. I think, and I might get some stick for this, but I think them substitutions on Saturday probably were a little bit, I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of those substitutions. I'd probably say they're the first time where I've sort of questioned what Emery done on Saturday in regards to the subs, mainly for the fact that I don't see what Bailey gives us. And obviously Emery must see something in him because he seems to play him quite a lot. But in hindsight, could you have put Watkins out wide, brought Duran on earlier and left Bailey on the bench? Hindsight's a wonderful thing, I guess. Could you have gone two up top? I don't know. But I mean, Bailey come on again Saturday. I know he's your biggest fan as well, Luke. but to me, he doing absolutely nothing. And when he lost the ball, he didn't seem to want to get back to win it back. And that's the bit that frustrates me. You know, he's not. I think on Saturday, to me, Bailey, Ramsey, you named him, Buendia does offer something, I think. And you can see he's trying desperately. Sometimes I think he tries too hard. But again, it's that final ball at times. He's got that feet where he jinks between the defenders and that, and then he goes and loses it, or he doesn't pass it when he should be passing it. And then he's caught out, and then he's doing his baby antics, throwing his arms around and that. It's just deflating, I think. I think it's one of those that was the nail in the coffin. And from my point of view, I think we waved bye-bye to Europe now. I can't see us.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the other thing about Europe is as well is that, you know, if we achieved it, it would probably have come a year earlier than what we expected. And I think we've said this on the podcast as well. It kind of felt a bit like the Dino one, where that when Dino came in, we weren't really expected to get promoted because we were languishing in mid-table. We ended up getting promoted possibly a year earlier. I think what this sort of, because we've been in this position of being in fifth, sixth, seventh, and we've been there, you know, even next season, it's going to be really difficult to get Europe. Like, that's everybody's aim. Everybody wants to get in Europe next season. But yes, we're going to recruit. Yes, we're going to bring in new players. But we've got to play another 38 games to potentially get into Europe. And when we are actually, like, here now, couple of games to go, you beat Wolves. Then you have a ding-dong at Villa Park with Spurs. Beat Spurs. You're literally, like, you've kind of only really got to get 3 points, maybe.
You've almost, you know, got a free as such against Liverpool, haven't you, going exactly into the Brighton game?
I think, you know, that's the way I think I looked at it as well. And then I just boiled over with a bit of frustration. So
I think if we look at it and we take it into perspective, next season, you don't imagine Tottenham are going to be like they are this season. You'd think they'd kick on a little bit. Liverpool, you can't imagine Liverpool being like they were this season. Man U, you'd think they'd kick on. So there's Man U, Arsenal, Chelsea. Are they going to be as bad as this season? I don't know. So you've got a good six teams there already that you'd expect you're going to have to try and compete with, as well as Newcastle that are joining in as well. Brighton, if they get into Europe, they're going to have some more money to spend. It's going to be even harder next season. And I think, in hindsight, this is probably the season that we could have done it. Albeit, I've heard people say, which I suppose you could look at and think, yeah, maybe so. Is it too soon for us? Is it a case of we take stock, go again next season? But again, it's going to be even difficult next season. And are we going to get there? I think we're going to need, if we are to kick on, I think what showed us on Saturday, and I know Emery will know this, and other fans will say the same, but we still need money to spend. There's quite a bit that we still need to spend on. I think the midfield area, the wingers, need another striker for me. Right back, you know, there's a few little areas now that I think we need to, and it almost seems as though we're repeating ourselves every season. We seem to say the same things. We're going to have to spend some money if we want to kick on. But for me, I mean, I thought Carlos, when he came on, I thought he'd done well. As soon as he got the ball, you could see he was pinging it out wide, which I think will probably help us. For me now, I'd probably look at next season having Mings and Carlos. I think Carlos moves the ball a little bit quicker, and he's got that vision as well where he can hit wing to wing, whereas Konsa, for me, seems to have the ball at his feet, but he don't like to. You know, sometimes you see him and I'm screaming, going, push on, run with it a little bit. He seems to just play sideways to Mings, and that's it, really. So maybe we look at Carlos and Mings next season. But yeah, I think all in all, it's an incredible run, no denying it, but it's just deflating to sort of be at the final hurdle and just fall at the final.
Yeah. Cheers then, Mitch. Thanks, mate.
Cheers, Luke. What the Villa.
Ellis, how are you, mate?
I'm all right, just about over the frustration.
Yeah, I mean, you're a lot younger than me, so what did you make of it?
It's just frustrating because it was like you got so close, you was just about to grab it, and then it's just ripped away from you. But at the same time, it's not quite ripped away. It's like it's still teasing you along, just a little bit along. But I feel like you mentioned it just with Mitch. It might be a season too soon. But then if you think back to when Emery just came in, and when we had Gerrard players and stuff like that, we were thinking, we're going to need a massive squad upheaval, blah, blah, blah. Mings needs to go, Watkins needs to go, blah, blah, blah. But do we... Then we went on this 11-game winning streak and we were... And everyone was all right, we could get into Europe with this amazing team, but can we get into Europe with this team? Can we be... We can get into Europe, but can we be sustainable into Europe? Can we challenge into Europe? Because... I don't know. I don't know if I'd like to go into Europe and see us get battered. I'd like, obviously, no one wants to see that, but I'd rather us get into Europe in a sustainable position where we can challenge and go on a decent run than just going when we're going to lose in the group stage or something like that, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I think what you're trying to say is that you'd want us to be like ready-made with a squad.
Yeah,
like ready-made with the final product and go into it. And yeah. I get what you're saying, because if you look at it, say, next season when Emery brings in the players that he wants to bring in and everything like that, then we'll be in a much stronger place. I think what we'll find next season is it's okay thinking that we're going to bring in players to, like, physically be better. Yeah. But the team will be stronger with his players in there. So you'll look at certain positions and think, we're technically strong across the board. We're an absolute machine. We're an absolute unit. And I think that's what you're trying to say, isn't it? I think that is a good point that you make. So, you know, turning our attention then to Spurs at the weekend. How do you see that game going? Do you think Villa will be a type of performance a bit like Newcastle, where the level has just been completely raised? Or do you think it's going to be, you know, a tight affair? Do you think it's going to be cagey, edgy? Or
I can see it being cagey, because like Ivan said, we haven't necessarily been good in this undefeated run that we were on. We didn't, other than the Newcastle game, I wouldn't pick out a game where we played absolutely phenomenal and we deserved to win, blah, 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 stuff like that. So I think it will be cagey again, but I think cagey is enough to beat Spurs because of how poor Spurs have been recently. And I think they'll be in a similar position to us of everyone panicking, what if we don't get Europe, what if this, what if that. And I think if we can capitalise on that, because Spurs are expected to get Europe over us, I think if we can capitalise on it, and just knock some nerves in, maybe get an early goal, make them nervous, we could push on. And I think Spurs is a very winnable game, personally.
Yeah, I've highlighted this game for quite a while as a game that I think we're going to win. I think we're going to, you know, when we was like five games goals, I kept saying they're going to fall off a cliff. Me and Justin was like the cliffs fell on them, and they've seemed to have like improved a bit, really. So it is going to be a difficult one, but I think going into it, it's going to be one of them where, you know, when you go into a game and you sort of, I thought this against United, to be fair, you know, when like a team has to like raise their level because they know who they're playing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that is sort of like what should be happening. Like, we're at home. We know we've got to beat Spurs. Like Wolves, I thought was a must win, but literally, like Spurs is, we've got to win. We can't not win. So I think with that being said, I think we should expect, you know, like a really strong performance. So cheers, Ellis.
No, see ya.
Go with James Wood. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Good, thank you, mate. So, we'll touch on Spurs, and we've heard, well, you can go back and talk about Wolves as well, but Spurs are coming up then. So what's your thoughts?
I think we'll leave Wolves behind and concentrate on the next one.
Good stuff.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So, you know, always like to try and get one over Spurs. So I think the last four games of the season, before the Wolves game, I was thinking we needed possible two wins. So we've still got to get two wins to possibly get Europe. So it's all down to the two home games for me. So make the most out of Spurs and then see what Brighton bring on the last game of the season. And then you got the free game against Liverpool. And, see whether we can do anything at Anfield. With players coming back from injuries, hopefully there's a few more choices come the team sheet on Saturday. So
do you think he might bring in sort of a Bailey again, or do you think it might change it and Kamara might come in, McGinn and then Brendeer, or what do you think in midfield especially?
I would hope that, I like Ashley Young, I love him, but it would be nice to give him a bit of a break and Cash is back. Hopefully Kamara's that week fitter and he can back in the midfield with Douglas Luiz. And is Coutinho going to get a chance as well? So, I think if he doesn't get any game time towards this and the end of the season, that might mean he's off in the summer I would like to, under Emery, Coutinho might have a big part because the mentality that we're asking the players for, surely Coutinho, with his experience of being all over the place and winning things, he might be a bonus to have in the dressing room. So.
Yeah, and I think Coutinho started to show that bit of form again, didn't he, before he got injured as well. So, I think you are right. It'd be great to see him coming back on the pitch. So, cheers, mate. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Cheers.
And finally, another James. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad.
Good stuff. So, finish the show off then. What are your thoughts?
I think, for me personally, I decided not to get my hopes up for Europe because I thought, well, if it all goes down, then at least I can stand on my own feet and go, we didn't get it, but we'll go again next season. And as a few of the lads have said, it's going to be so much more difficult next season to get that Europe. I think it'd have to be a bit of luck and some bloody good signings to get us onto the road to Europe again. So I think, three games left, three tough games. I'll be at the last home game. It's going to be tough, isn't it? I know for sure. I mean, if one win can get a start, but then that would depend on other results as well, won't it? So I know Brighton, they haven't got easy games either. So if we beat Spurs, I don't know, I'd love a draw at Anfield. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
And then maybe win at home against Brighton. I think that's best case scenario, isn't it? Really.
To be fair, I thought 7 points, before Wolves, I thought 7 points would probably do it. And that was a win against Wolves, a win against Spurs. I don't know, actually. Yeah, but I think we need seven points now, I think. We need to beat Spurs, draw to Liverpool, beat Brighton, and then Big Sam can do some damage against Spurs on the last game of the season. So what do you think to Spurs then? Do you think we've got a good chance? Do you think we can beat Spurs?
I think we can, but what I found is, and I knew it was going to happen, I'd say to me, Dad, it's going to happen, right? What would happen is, we go on this amazing run. It's brilliant. May not play the best, but we're getting points, right? That's what the best teams do. And then I knew it was going to happen. They get used to how we play, right? Because we're not chopping and changing very much. The team's staying the same. So they can go, right, we can guarantee this is going to happen. And all right, a few little tweaks here and there, whether we're not passing between the back line too much or we're passing to the wingers, whatever happens. But the better teams, even the lower end of the league teams, they're going, I see a little weakness here. We're going to attack Ashley Young or we're going to pin Moreno back. And I think I know Emery won't do it, but I think we need to change it up a little bit. Because seeing the changes he made, mainly at the back, the front ones I didn't get either. Like Mitch said, I didn't get it. But I've put it down here. What if we went for a 5-2-2-1? Now, it sounds odd, but imagine Carlos, Konsa, Mings at the back. Think about a strong fortified defence with two runners, Matty Cash and Moreno, just bombing up, supporting the midfield, giving them more of an outfield role, and actually pin their fullbacks and kind of try and narrow our attack a little bit more with, you know, just runners in behind. And I think, if anything, if he were to do that, I think it then takes the pressure off Moreno a little bit more, and he's able to actually feel a bit more free, because a lot of the time he stood in space and he's just stood there, and then they attack and then he's left out. So I think if we start, I think for Tottenham, we need to start defensively. Just like we did when we beat them, you know, if I remember rightly enough, we were passing around them, you know, we were playing our game, and we need to do the same again, just in a different way, because they ain't going to want to lose two times against Villa in one season, are they? No. Don't think so.
No. Cool, mate. Right. Thank you for coming on.
Any time up the Villa.
Cool. So that is it for our football phone-in. It's been great hearing the thoughts of all of the Villa fans as well. So we'll have all of our match content coming this week as well. Cheers for all the support and up the Villa.